it's October, which means it's time. 31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 podcasts. It's El Pulso and Tonto.
Hey everybody, welcome to this, our next episode. So here's the deal. What we're going to go ahead and do today is there's a little website called dietinhouse.com. And what's going to happen is you can basically pay them some money, like 10 bucks, and find out if anyone died in your house. Now, obviously, I live in an apartment, so, you know, whatever. Oof, that's so close. Yeah, I'm going to do this. Hang on just one second. So what I'm going to do is check my house, check Boonmaster Flex's house, and then I have one more house that I can run. So if somebody's got a house they want me to check, the first person to get at me with a message, a tweet, or something like that, I will run your house, and we'll see if somebody died there. So here we go. Put my address in here, and I'm going to do run died in house report. Building your report. Gears are going. It says, please wait. I didn't think this would take so fucking long. I can't decide if this is a good sign. You know, it's like, oh, this is taking a while. Whew. Okay. Died in house did not find information relating to a death at this address. I did find there are 127 registered sex offenders in zip code. No fire information, no meth lab records. That's pretty good. Registered sex offenders in this zip code are 127, so it's got them all listed in here. This is quite the list, but you know I can do that, right? People who've been provided this, whatever. Oh, it was built in 1938. I found that out. It's got baseboard heat and an unfinished basement, apparently, which I've never been in. $1.8 million is what this place sold for. This gives me a lot of neighborhood information that I do not give a shit about also. Oh, here are the schools that are nearby. I want to know who's dead. Oh my God, nearby businesses, Blackjack Pizza. No shit. That's really helpful. I want something more fucked up than that, to be honest with you. All right. Well, should we do our other one? I'm going to start a new search. So we're going to do... Well, don't allow. I'm going to do Poonmaster Flex's apartment. And what if we get a different? Do you think it'll give me anything different, or do you think it's just going to say, I got to do it, though, right? I got to do it so I can tell her. Apartment 2. Okay, here we go. I almost said what her address was. Building report. Can you feel the suspense? Are you suspended like a fucking bridge? Oof, no deaths. No deaths. So there you go. Also, outside of the 100 and 500 year floodplains, whatever the hell that means, that sounds pretty good. Oh, interestingly enough, her name is listed. So if you look up this address, she's listed on there. That's kind of interesting to me and probably nobody else. But there you go. All right, so she's safe. So here's the situation, everybody. If you want to find out, if you want me to run my final died in house report, I will do that for your home. So all you got to do is be the first person to get me a message. I don't really care if it's an email, a tweet, or whatever. And just tell me, you know, remind me, run the died in house for me. and I will do that. But you got to remind me because I'm fucking stupid and I'm not going to remember. And that's embarrassing and none of us want to go through that. So all you got to do is get at me with whatever message you want. I don't care if it's a text. I don't care if it's a tweet. I don't care what it is. However, know this. Whatever I come across first is what I'm going to give it to. So if you happen to tweet me, if you happen to message me, whatever, you know, I'm not going to guarantee anything. There's no guarantee. That's why it's so spooky, because you might not get it. All right. Well, we'll see you next time, and hopefully soon I'll have another report. Also, if you think someone died in your house, get at me, because that would be awesome.